Amen. We've been talking about praying in the Spirit. You may be seated. It's a supernatural weapon. I want you to, this is a warfare, and you must come to grip with the reality that you are a warrior. And you're not going to be able to withstand your ground without in-depth communication with the Holy Spirit. And that's where praying in the Spirit comes. You know, you talk about building yourself on your most holy faith. There in Jude 20. But tonight I want to do look in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. And we'll take up, I'm going to go over some things. And I'll be going over this lesson quite some time on Wednesday night until I'm satisfied. And so we may go over some things, but that's okay. Just look with me in Ephesians 6. You know, that's the armor of God is in that chapter. Some call it a prayer armor. In the 18th verse, Ephesians 6, 18. And he told about the different equipment in the armor of God. And he get down to the 18th verse. And he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You see that? How? In the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So in studying this afternoon and looking over this verse, in the New Living Translation, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Pray in the Spirit at all times, it says there in that translation. And then you look in 1 Corinthians 14 again. You want to look back. I want to look back at Apostle Paul here. It's both times. It's him. But there's a verse he used. We usually deal with the second verse of the 14th chapter, but I'm going to use another verse tonight. The 18th verse. 1 Corinthians 14, 18. What it says? Now in the Amplified Bible it says, I thank God that I speak in strange tongue language more than any of you or all of you put together. So Paul seemed to know the importance of praying in the Spirit, right? Now, praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit. We talk about being on the right frequency. We're talking about being synchronized with the Holy Ghost. I don't know no other way more readily to put you in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's a term now, the presence. We talk about the presence of the Lord, presence of God. What about the Holy Spirit wanting me to access tonight? What about my presence? What about the presence of the Holy Spirit? And so praying in tongue puts you in the Holy Spirit present. Not only present, it developed a partnership in dealing with spiritual things. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
now you want him to be your partner. See, he knows all divine things. He knows all divine secrets. He knows all answers. Matter of fact, he knows everything that God knows. Okay. And so you want him as a praying partner, and praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit, spirit man, to be sensitive to the voice of God. Praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit man, your spirit man, your inner man, to be sensitive to the voice of God. I read that, and I started thinking about the voice of God. The Bible says, he that has ears, let him hear, you know. You know, you're not talking about physics. I never studied in my life. I just want to get things out so fast. I never studied in my life. The last two, three, four Sundays I've been studying. But God wants you to know it so bad. And I guess it's between tongue and English. That's what I'm doing. He wants you to know it so bad. So look in John 10 a minute. Look in John 10 a minute. I think this has something to do with this. In 10th chapter of John, Jesus talked about hearing his voice. You see. Now, we already found out the Holy Spirit is a heavenly eavesdropper. We found that in John 16, 13. You see, he won't say but what he hearing. Huh? I think our uniting with the Spirit, praying in prayer, he gives us his hearing. Thank you so much. Other words, I believe the Holy Spirit can hear clearly from heaven. How many of y'all believe the Holy Spirit can hear what's going on in heaven? Well, by us praying in the Spirit, I believe we lock in. And that his hearing becomes ours. And so when Jesus says something, you fall enough in the Spirit, in your spirit, to hear it for yourself. I didn't see that, but I see it now. See, I believe that when we get that close to the Holy Spirit. So in John 10, it says, the third verse said, to him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name and leaded them out. So you see, hearing is important for leading. In giving you divine direction or leading you down a divine path that an average Christian will never walk because they can't hear good enough. But I believe when we come in the proximity of the Holy Spirit on purpose and begin to pray in the Spirit, there's an enlightenment and an illumination take place that changes us from being just a believer, but a believer who's ready now to hit target. Are you listening to me? So praying in the Spirit here, he says, the next verse, and when he put his foot his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And what I'm saying is praying in the Spirit has something to do with knowing his voice. Why? His voice, look at Leroy dressed up. His voice is in his voice. Leroy got discernment sometimes. He always, I never can catch him in nothing too much, you know. have a discernment. I think that's a discernment that the Holy Spirit released that your hearing becomes spiritual. He's talking about hearing in the Spirit. You just gonna hear Jesus' voice now. You're gonna have to be able to discern that's Jesus' voice, and you're gonna have enough. You have to have enough spirituality to know it's Jesus talking. I just want to show you this. And he said, when he put his foot on sheep, he goes before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Praying in tongue will stop you from following strangers. Look at the fifth verse. A little strange, going on them little journeys, you know. Even in the, you got a lot of spiritual traffic. Supposed to be spiritual traffic that is not of God. He who pray in the Spirit can discern, even though it look like God. But you know it's not God. If you notice in the Bible, those who did great things for God was going the other way while everybody else going the other way. And religion soften you up so much that you'll follow people who got a Bible. But that's not, see, praying in the Spirit goes beyond people who carry a Bible. It understand revelation, it understand you're just not a natural person. You just can't get over a person who's praying a lot in the Spirit. My spiritual father, I watch his mouth. He's praying all the time in the Spirit. And we move in great realms of the Spirit. Then you got John 10:27. I go forward. Now you got John 10:27, where he says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I believe it's got a thing called supernatural hearing. Hearing in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit, Revelation 1:10, on the Lord's day. What he meant? He meant he was in another dimension. Sometime I'm in the spirit, praying in the spirit, I just say to the Lord, just say something. I'm going to get it. You can get over there and talk to God as a friend, even though you know he's your father, but you can get so far out of the flesh. Oh, my goodness. And get over in that place of the spirit that you can have conversation, real conversation with God. But the average Christian never seen that. The average Christian fight against praying in the spirit. So praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit man. It's igniting your spirit man muscle into another dimension, another realm. That you standing beside, like Paul got knocked on the Paul, they heard the voice, Paul, they didn't hear. See, in the spirit realm, you could be in with somebody and you could hear something, they don't hear. Now, I know this next one going to help all of us. James talk about taming the tongue. Yeah, he talk about it, you know, your tongue. See, it's a little thing, but it gets you in a lot of trouble. How many of y'all know that? Praying in tongue assists you in bringing your natural tongue under control. You really stop talking so much. You go to praying in the spirit. And, you know, Proverbs 18:21, death and life, I think it says, in the power of the tongue. And then James talk about in James 3. I'm not going to go there, but it's one of the most wonderful things. I want to clap my hand. Praying. But that tongue, boy, come on now. I read a little book one time, Hung by the Tongue. How many of y'all ever got hung by the tongue? I have many times. Some places I'm still on the gallows. You know what I'm saying? Running your mouth. But you see, when you pray in the spirit, you become more spiritual. Anybody who become more spiritual talk less. You get around somebody trying to build a fire about somebody else, don't put no wood on it. Just let them keep building it. And finally, they're gonna look at you. Say, girl, you're not talking much today. Still don't say nothing. Just look at them. And then they'll come back to their Christianity. But I need help with my tongue. You need spiritual help with your tongue. Even you like you're a pretty quiet fellow, but you need help anyway. You know, you got some guys and ladies, they're quiet. But you, every now and then they get to scratching, you know. Turn to Acts chapter 9. I love this verse. I had in my Bible class, in my school's class of the night, somebody found it for me. But Acts chapter 9. I want to say something about praying in the Spirit as a weapon here and praying in the Spirit, but I want to clarify with one or two verses here. Maybe three verses, because I got a revelation on a verse, and I'm going to share it with you. I think tongue will do that too, I think. But let's just look at Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. That's one aspect of praying in the Spirit. Walking in the fear of the Lord is another one. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost is another one. Were multiplied. But you notice that in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. I think when you pray in the Spirit, you operate in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
You operate in the comfort of the Holy Ghost because you get into another realm. Now, the two verses that I want to show you a revelation about, they're in Romans 8:16, it said the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, didn't it? But our insight in the spirit world, over in Romans 9:1, the witness changed. The other man conscious has gotten enough in the spirit realm to bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that?
Yes,
Read Romans 9, 1 out loud. See, in other words, the Holy Ghost bearing witness with you, and you done got off in the spirit, now you bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. Because your conscience is so connected to his consciousness. Don't shout me down now. See, we're talking about going beyond religious spirit. We're talking about beyond going, coming to a little Wednesday night Bible class. We're talking about making something happen at your house and in your situation. Are you following me? Nobody got no time for this. Come out here just to come out here and say, I've been to church. No. When you're praying in tongue, listen for the voice. When you're praying in tongue, watch your conscience. Your conscience is a bad witness with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost didn't say nothing, but you say, Holy Ghost, did you say that? You get over there in the spirit realm. Praying in tongue, this is what I want to say to you, help you develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the years I've been praying in the spirit, I've gotten closer to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I know his language sometimes. I know what he's up to. And that's what you want to develop. You don't want to just be a church member carrying a Bible. You want to know what the Holy Ghost is up to. Sometime in your greatest attack, when you're being attacked, the Holy Ghost is up to something. You got so comfortable where you are, he permitted something to happen so you can pray a little more so he can promote you. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Think about it. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Say it. Intimacy. A closeness. A closeness with the Holy Spirit. I mean, then there are the fruits, there are the gifts, there are the armor, there's everything. The word, he unfold the word. My goodness. The wind blowing. The fire burning. The water raining. See, it's the glory world. And you become in partnership, development of friendship, talking to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, Benny Hinn. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I read that book more than one time. Good morning. Good morning, because I was scared to say anything to the Holy Ghost because I thought Jesus would, you know, you say in Jesus' name, ain't saying the Holy Spirit name. But they all one. And then Jesus did say, I'm going to send you another comforter. It meant I'm not going to be here like I am now, but I'm sending somebody to be with you. So you don't have to pray to the Holy Spirit, but talk to him. He's a person. Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, make Jesus more real today. You see what I'm saying? See, the Holy Spirit is a person. The church, we haven't taught you right about that. He's sometimes we almost permit the Holy Spirit to be lonely because we don't never say nothing to him. We're always talking to God. We're always talking to Jesus. And they're all equal. He want to help you. He's the helper. You could say, Holy Spirit, help me. Yeah, I never said that in my life, Reverend. Well, you need to start saying it. Develop that intimacy with the Holy Spirit. He's always there. So praying in tongues, hallelujah, helps you develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I mean, because you start praying in tongues, he's right there. Yeah, he's right there, you see, Holy Spirit. And I know many would turn to Psalm 91. In that psalm, the first two verses give us four names, four aspects of God. Four aspects of God. Call him out four different ways. I see you counting, John. He that dwelleth in a secret place, and see that praying in the spirit got something to do with that secret place, Psalm 91. of the Most High, I believe when you're praying in the Spirit, you're getting that secret place, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All right, now you got in there, you got the Most High. He's the Most High God. Then he's the Almighty God. You go into the next verse, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He called him Lord. Then he said, my God, four times. In him will I trust. Now I read that, I footnote that scripture. I was reading that scripture in a devotion and saw that. Praying in tongues creates an air of privacy between you and God. When you're praying in the Spirit, it's a private prayer. It's a private prayer. Let nobody know your business. You could be in a truck with three old boys just praying. And the Lord ain't going to give them interpretation of your private business. Just keep on praying. Just praying because you got some things you need to get straight. And you're praying in the Spirit. It's a privacy. It's so private that Satan can't even eavesdrop. I wish I could tell you. The Apostle Paul tried to explain it. Say, I pray more in tongue more than you all. It's such a extravagant place in the Spirit. Or it's such a place of luxury in the Spirit. You get to praying in tongue and waiting on him and trusting him. And that privacy. Now there's a deepening factor here. Praying in tongue will deepen your relationship with God. Did you hear me? Yeah, deepen your relationship with God. See, some of y'all just too lazy. Y'all spit out a few words. Yep, yep, yep. That's it. No, you get together. Job said, acquaint thyself with him. Yeah. Now, it wasn't Job. It was one of his boys who was correcting Job. He was wrong, but he had a good, we need to acquaint ourselves with him. That boy, that was the accuser of Job. Job hadn't done nothing, but his friend, he had some tough friends. They come from some good quotes, but they really was judging Job wrong. Now, another aspect, you know 1 Corinthians 2. I told you that's one of my favorite verses. Verses 7 through 12 talks about revelation. Talks about revelation. You know, I told you there's no manifestation without revelation. I mean, if you're going to operate in the Spirit, you're going to have revelation. You're going to have illumination. The Holy Spirit is going to have to open your understanding. Because you can't understand, just understand the things of God. We know that, right? We need help. We need divine help to understand. But he's there to help all of us, you see. And so, there in 1 Corinthians, that whole chapter 2 is talking about revelation, how you can get into revelation, how you can flow in revelation. And we'll say something about the Spirit here. Praying in tongue, I'll say praying in Spirit exchange, praying in tongue, will give you access to revelation, knowledge. Praying in tongue will give you access to revelation knowledge. Why? Because you're over there in that Spirit realm. And by praying in the Spirit, sometimes there's an interpretation come in your own private prayer language. And God is supernaturally talking to you. See, supernatural hearing and supernatural talking place you in a supernatural position to deal with the affairs of life in a supernatural manner. And tongue does all that. Praying in the Spirit. See, some people don't even recognize. They think it's a gibbish. You think it's just, all them folks over there make me sick. I ain't going back no more. You're stupid. Because they're in another realm of praying in the Spirit. Every child of God needs to be baptized with the Spirit and speak in tongues. If you don't, the enemy has an advantage over your life, and you'll never rise higher than he wants you to. Praying in the Spirit break barricades. It break roadblocks. Because sometimes praying in the Spirit, you're out, and you don't even know you're out. The Spirit says, you're out, quit. It's so supernatural. and the secret plans of God, the secret path of God, the secret will of God is revealed while a man or woman praying in the spirit. Because there's a revelation come. There's a revelation come that is not going to come out just reading the word. The words that I speak to you, see the spirit involved. Second verse in the Bible, God called on the spirit. Move on the face of the water. Well, you see, when you're praying in tongue, the spirit is moving on the face of your spirit. Moving on the heart of your spirit, if I can say it that way. Moving on the heart of your inner man, if I can say it that way. Moving on the real you. Creating a reality that choked religion. Because religion has been choking us. It gets you in a position to receive something out of the ordinary. You understand? See, stuff shows up. But if you're not far enough in the spirit, you won't be able to receive it. God do not deliver like UPS. God delivers, listen to me, God delivers in code, spiritual codes. And so you got to be able to know, if that boy was in that valley and he said, sure the Lord was in this place and I didn't know it. And see, that's what happened when a person doesn't pray in the spirit, even though they're a good person, they're a Christian, but there's a dimension you have to be in. There's a connection, there's a frequency, there's a synchronizing, there's alignment that the Holy Spirit will bring you into that you when God says something or do something or want something to happen, you right there with him. Say, yeah, I'm with you. Because you got to be out your mind sometimes. Your mind sometimes is your biggest problem in the spirit realm. And that's why people laugh at the church because we stay natural in the church. We shouldn't be natural. We should be kind of goofy. We should get drunk every now and then in the spirit. See, I just don't care. Nothing look like it going right, but I just don't care. It's going to work out. Hallelujah. Jack Papa. You better get like that because it's going to happen. Trust. That's why the Bible, when you do the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That means you're in another realm. That means you're not on natural understanding. That means you got over in the spiritual understanding that God said he's going to work it out. I can't see no way out now. This thing got the thing that overwhelmed me, but I trust him. See, you're drunk. Be not drunk with wine, see, but get drunk in the spirit. Well, one of the main way to get drunk in the spirit is praying the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're drinking. Become a Holy Ghost aholic. And then go back to Ephesians 6:18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I will go over and over and over and over until I think you got this because it is so important, this supernatural weapon. And then religion and denomination going to fight it all the way because I was one of them. I was one of them. You start saying some kind of funny language. I said, get them around me now. See, because I heard it was of the devil. How many of y'all have heard that was of the devil? But I've received so many blessings in people's life. Just the other day, Montel told my lady, going to the hospital and got a new liver. They had told her that her liver was messed up and et cetera, et cetera. I don't have the whole story. She sent it in. And so she went into another state, I believe, and went to the hospital to get it checked. And the doctor checked, he said, they must have made a mistake, ma'am. Your liver 100%. No, she got it on the way. We prayed for her. She got it on the way to the other state. But the doctor got to say they made a misread, you know, because they got to stick together, you know. But she got a new liver. They called me and told me. Said, he said, now, ain't nothing matter with your liver. You got 100% liver. She got a new one. I said, she got a new one. Now, you see right now? See why you can't believe this? You know why you can't rejoice like you're supposed to? You ain't praying in tongue enough. See, it's another realm. When these things become commonplace to you, new lung, new kidney, new this, new that, God did it. And you rejoice, but it's nothing new to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is Paul surmising the arm of God in the 18th verse. He talked about righteousness, and he talked about salvation. He talked about the gospel. He talked about faith. But he gets to this 18th verse. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Notice he said in the spirit. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, in the spirit, in tongue. In the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying in tongue is part of the offensive of the army of God. Watch this now. It is the lance, L-A-N-C-E, that will shoot down the enemy. Tongue is the lance to throw and cause great damage in the kingdom of darkness. He held it last. I say he held it last. He told you about the hammer of salvation. He told you about the breastplate, right? But he held praying in the spirit last, because I'm told praying in the spirit hold up the rest of the arm. And you know, in English, what are you going to say in our? You done said the Our Father prayer 6 times. You done said, Lord, help me 14 times. And then you said, Lord, I'm running out of words down here. Then Paul said, pray without ceasing, didn't he? Man ought to always pray. Pray what? I done asked for everybody down the street. I've heard those prayers, you know. In the old school, they prayed for everybody down the street, everybody on the other end of the street. They were trying to, you know, pray, but they had nothing else to pray. So praying in tongues helped us to do what Jesus said to do in the garden. Jesus asked them to pray at least for 1 hour. You know, Matthew 26:40. Then you got 1 Thessalonians 5:17, said pray without ceasing. Praying, now this is going to be new to some of y'all young people. But praying in tongue help us to pray through. I need some of them old sisters here now with the white uniform on now. See, praying in tongue, yeah, I need with that white piece on their head now. Praying in tongue help us to pray through. In other words, I'm not going to turn loose till you bless me. Now you know when you've made the perfect contact. Praying in the spirit. I know. I just get up off my knees. I get off my knees, get up out of the chair and walk out. I know it. There it is, right there. See, you got to pray long. Now, sometimes you got to go long another time. You know. Sometimes 5 minutes. Sometimes 2 hours. Sometimes over 2 hours. Now, we used to say it this way. I remember back in the early, in my early preaching, you hit a gusher. You know what that is? You struck off. Huh? You found the goal. See, I'm talking spiritual language, comparing it with normal circumstances when people find what they're looking for. See, you pray through. You don't pray. You get an inner witness. All right, baby, it's all right now. It's all right, CeCe. Or he'll come in the room and stand beside you, breathe on you. You can feel his breath. I'm here. We got it. You got it. See. It's not so that he's so hard to contact, but you got debris and blockage trying to keep you from getting to him. Won't keep you in doubt and unbelief. But by praying in the spirit, you evade doubt, darkness. It can't stop you because the light constantly coming on. I see a number of y'all that never prayed through. Praying through, it's called praying through. Pray until you got a witness in your spirit. It's all right. The situation still look the same, but yet you know it's okay. You understand? You ever been there? Praying through. So get ready to pray through. Don't quit till you get a signal. He ain't going to lie to you. You're going to know the signal. The devil ain't going to give you no signal. It's going to be from him. It's going to be a victory signal. Bless God. Hallelujah. I said, bless God. Hallelujah. A victory signal. A victory signal. You pray till you know. It's okay. It's all right. Done deal. Nobody can talk you out of it. It even looks like it's going worse. But it don't bother you. You pray till you know you have a turnaround. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yeah, you pray. Yeah, things are turning around. You know it. You know it. You know it. Nobody else has to tell you. You know it for yourself. Then you're in a man. I got to turn around. You haven't prayed until you experienced that. The old folks used to call it praying through, man. Peter had the sentence of death on him. They were going to kill him somewhere around Easter, I think. They said they were going to kill him. They had already beheaded some of those guys. But the church said no. And the church prayed. Prayed through. They prayed through so much, they didn't even know they had prayed through. So how they were praying, I wonder. They were praying in tongues. So you're dealing with something, it's a good time for you now to understand, pray in the spirit till you get a breakthrough. Now it might sound dry and dull for a while. You just keep it up. It might look like nothing else. Just keep it up. Keep going with it. Stick with it. Stick with it. Just talk to him, you see. Just keep talking to him. I'm getting blessed right now. You keep talking to him. Then you sense his presence. Now, they try to talk the church out of this. See, you don't need to do all that. Eugene, a good Methodist boy, you talk to him before he came here about all that. You know, he's a bending man, all that. You talking about tongue, he said, I don't want to talk about that. Why? Because the church didn't go all the way. I don't know if they read the book of Acts or not. I read it. I read right on cross it. I read the book of Acts many times. I ain't never got filled with the Holy Ghost. Because in my church, they didn't teach about this stuff. So you pray through. All right, you may be seated. Now, I want to go back over these because the Holy Spirit reveals the timing of God. Listen to me, class. There are supernatural moments that come in your life. And if you don't know how to read them and receive them, they're going to pass you right by. And you're going to still be there with the same problem, but it was answered over here. So let me say it to you. Let me read it to you. Praying in tongues help synchronize us with the timing of God or the alignment with the timing of God. You'll find in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 6, two or three things happened through the 10th verse. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost. And it says, but the Spirit suffered them not. And then a vision was given. So sometimes the Holy Ghost says no. Sometimes the Holy Ghost said no, synchronize with my timing. Sometimes we get too anxious. We get ahead of ourselves. Just synchronize with this time. Don't jump and do nothing. Pray in the Spirit. Stay with the Spirit until my yoke is easy. Now, most Christians carry burdens because they don't take that time to let him lead them beside the still water. Praying in a tongue will do that for you. It synchronizes. You hear the Holy Ghost say it. The Holy Ghost forbid. No, he's not the one. But, Lord, I really thought he was the one. He was tall, dark, and handsome. He's not the one. is hell on wheels. And she's got to wait. See, we get too anxious. I had a girl graduated me in 1964. She moved to California. I think she got married. She was a quiet little girl. And the marriage didn't work out. And they were talking to her. And she just quiet. You wouldn't think she would say that. She said something like, I can do good by myself. Or better, how she said it, honey? I can do bad by myself. She was glad he was gone. Stayed too long. Now, I wasn't in fear with the Holy Ghost when I married Carolyn. I wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. The Lord just had mercy on me with my crazy self, because I was just crazy. You know, yeah, I wouldn't marry nobody, to tell you the truth. I was playing around too much. I wouldn't want no wife. I'd get a wife when I get 90. I was going, I just run. I got my new member look like this yet just now. Got a church out of Georgia. Oh, baby, that's a long time ago, 47 years ago. every now and then I testify to where God brought me from. But my new member look around, she's... Oh, ma'am, I've been living holy 47 years. Yeah. ever since I got saved. Before I was a preacher, I lived holy. The Holy Spirit helped me. I said, the Holy Spirit helped me. I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. You can do it. You can live a holy, sanctified life. The Spirit is a sanctifier. He'll help you when temptation comes, because it's sure to come. Amen. Amen. Praying in tongue, I'm going to give you a few more. Praying in tongue gives a door of utterance, boldness in preaching and teaching. That's an element of boldness. We need boldness in ministering to people. Ronald got that 72-year-old man saved. In the early part of the conversation, he was cussing him out, cussing about everything. Then he hauled him and said, I don't know why the Lord left me that alone. And Ronald said he knew that was the door. He said, sir, God love you. Jesus died for you. Would you pray this prayer with me? Got him saved at 72 years old. If you wasn't here Sunday, the Lord confirmed me giving him a motorcycle because of that. He hadn't witnessed that man, my motorcycle will still be in there with the rest of them. He wouldn't have had it. But when I read that text, the Lord said, yeah, go ahead and give it to him. I'd heard his name already. See. But I don't think you're catching this. I don't think you're catching it. I'm trying to tell you something Sunday, but I don't think you're catching this. You see, if you get busy for God, God's going to start dominoing some things for you. See, we're too work conscious. We're too labor. I'll get it myself. No, God won't give it to you. But your motive has to be on his business, not just trying to hijack God. You can't hijack God, because God see you high for your jack. You follow what I'm saying? But if you get busy, if he had not witnessed to that man, he wouldn't have that. It's a $20,000 bike. It don't have no more than 6,000 miles on it. The Lord did it for him. I didn't do it. The Lord did it. See? But just think about what God, some things God might want to do for you. But who you witness to today? How many tracks you pass out? How many people you pass by today? And you can't... Look, listen. Let me get off this. Mature. You need to mature. You need to grow up. When I mean grow up, don't be just selfish about yourself. Be a business about your Father's business. When you do that, you start making a mark that no man can erase. And down the line, manifestation is going to start coming, because God wants you to be free to do what you do. Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 through 10, we use that a lot of time to teach on finances, sowing and reaping, and it's right. But there are different references and different revelation you get from the scripture. And I thought this was a mighty word from the Lord. Tongues, praying in the spirit. When I say tongues, I'm praying. Souls to the spirit. Praying in tongue, you're sowing to the spirit. And be not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that should he also reap. So praying in tongue is sowing to the spirit, meaning spiritual harvest. You know what I said in Romans 8? That was in the flesh's corner. But praying in tongue, it you're getting into the spirit realm. He told us, Ishkundele, Vunskundele, Bog, see. You're crossing the line. You're getting out of town. You're getting in the presence of God. You're getting in a position where you can hear his voice, where he hear your voice. You're getting in a position where mysteries and secrets become known because you're in a dimension of the inner man, not the outer man, amen? Not the mental man. So tongue souls to the spirit. You understand that? Then there in 2 Corinthians 4:7. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:7. I'm almost through. 2 Corinthians 4:7. I want you to read it for me. I'm going to tell you another aspect of tongue. There are some things in you that have never come out yet. Good thing. What it says? 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this what? Treasure. That's the word I'm looking for. Treasure. Praying in the spirit is going to pull treasures out of you. See. You're the earthen vessel, right? And it's going to pull supernatural treasures out. Oh, my goodness. Treasure? The greatest treasure you can receive is a revelation. A revelation will move all other, a revelation will move all the world treasure you won't move. But when you're praying in tongue, it put it out of you. When Paul said, my preaching was not enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrating of the spirit and of power, you was listening from a man who prayed in tongue more than you all. I don't know how many hours I pray in tongue before I come before you for 45, 50 minutes. But I dare not come up here without it. See. I'm trying to put the word of God in your heart that you can be a winner. Ain't nobody won't be no loser. And again, my brothers and sisters, Proverbs 3:5, please. Proverbs 3:5. I got some other scripture here, but praying in tongue or praying in the spirit is not leaning on your own understanding. You heard that? Yes. Tongue is the Holy Spirit searching your heart and praying through you the perfect will of God. Did you hear that? Yes, sir. Praying in the spirit or praying in tongue is the Holy Spirit searching your heart and praying through you the perfect will of God. And while he's going through there, he's dealing with your infirmity. You know, Romans 8:26-28. Anybody here got any infirmity? Yeah. See. And then he gave you the mind of the spirit. And he give you the will of God while you're praying in the spirit. You get the mind of the spirit. You move beyond your infirmities. And you understand what the will of the Lord is. In other words, the Holy Spirit starts making intercession through you for you. You got to start out in tongue, you see. so he can take over. See, you be praying in the Spirit, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost take over. He's still you, but he anoints you, you see. You get anointed praying in the Holy Ghost. And then you don't have to lean on your own understanding. That's where peace and rest come in at. Because there's no utopia world that you're not going to have no challenges. But if you pray it up in the Spirit, you know how it's going to come out. What God going to do this time? How God going to get me out of this? And I told you that Joshua told them, don't do nothing until I tell you. When they were marching around that wall, didn't he? I told you, and I'm going to repeat it, praying in tongue, I think I had George blow at home, is blowing the rams home. To call an assembly to war, to call an assembly to worship, to stir panic in the camp of the enemy, and to announce a victory. You didn't, bless God, you didn't hear what I'm saying. Listen, praying in tongue is blowing the ram home. To call an assembly to war, to call an assembly to worship. Listen to this part. Every time you pray in tongue, you stir panic in the camp of the enemy, and you're praying to announce the victory. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You're announcing the victory. I got the victory. You may not know when you hit the note, but you're hitting it, and Satan knows it. You didn't pray it through him. You didn't broke his barrier. You stand up a free woman. You stand up a free man. Walk out the room. Somebody ask how you doing. Well and blessed. Highly favored. Prospering. Got good success. Nothing changed over here. But something changed in here. You know. I've been around a while. You know when you've made connection in the spirit world. Bless God, I've had some of the greatest moments. Oh, my God. Some of the greatest moments. Just chucking along, praying in tongues, because I know I got to pray, you see. But all of a sudden, you get to a position, and you know he's in the room. Oh, my goodness. And I got some of these girls. I got 27 girls praying, and I got some guys praying. But these 27 girls, I'm praying them. These girls wait till 12 o'clock. Like 12 o'clock tonight? Because the next day, you see, I pray from 12 to 1:30. They text me how long they prayed and when they prayed. 3 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock, 2, tum, I hear my phone, tum. I said, somebody warning. I better get up from here. Tongue, listen, let me get this one. Tongues is the blast that will bring down the walls that Satan has erected in our lives to block us. Let me say it to you in a short way. Tongue, praying in the spirit, is the rallying sound of victory. I mean, once you start praying in tongue about a situation, you already got the victory. Just keep praying in tongue. Because nothing greater, nobody can do nothing no greater. There's nothing in hell they can do greater than you praying in the spirit. There's nothing the enemy can do greater that he don't have a muscle stronger than you praying in the spirit. When you start praying in the spirit, he sees, he smells, he sees visions of defeat. He said, I'm going to have to jump on somebody else. This woman will start praying in a language I don't understand. And every time somebody go to praying like that, I lose. Satan knows that. Joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Joy in the Holy Ghost. You get to praying in the spirit, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, that joy come on you. That peace come upon you. And no matter what happened, change. You change. You've made connection. You've got direction from God. Then all of a sudden you hear some words in English while you're praying in tongues. Now God talking to you in your language. Oh, you got to go there, man. You got to go there someday. You got to, it's a beautiful life. I want the church, those who listen to me on the internet all around in Africa, all Nigeria, all over the world, in Brazil, they're listening right now, the Bahamas. Have that experience of praying in the spirit until the enemy knows you got the victory. Now, when you get a signal, I'm going to close here. When you get a signal that you have the victory, when you get a signal you have the victory, he had it way before you got it. He knew you had him when you started. It's all like, oh, push that prayer in the spirit, oh. You know what he know? Can't defeat that poison. Come on, man, y'all hear it? I can't defeat this poison. Because what did the poison do? This poison pulled the cross, the resurrection, the blood, the finished work, the word of God, Jesus, the name of Jesus, then pull heaven, then pull the kingdom of God all in one spot. Talking this kingdom language, talking this heavenly language, talking this language of victory, and I can't understand nothing they're saying. I've been here before. You want to whip Satan? Pray in the spirit. I've heard back in the day, we get lost in the spirit. Back in the day, we say pray, and when you know you got him, go open the front door. Open the door and say, like you're getting somebody to leave you out. Go ahead now. See you later. Out of here. And I remember some of the old members, they literally did it. They opened the door. They said, I opened the door. They told them, all right, you get out of here because it's messing their family up and stuff. You get right on up out of here right now. See, you got to do some things out of the ordinary to flow in the spirit. You just can't be all Paul's ABC. It's not ABC in the spirit. Sometimes you just got to rattle things. Just get right on up out of here. You've been here 2 weeks. That's too long. I've told you to leave. I've asked you to leave. Now I'm telling you to leave. See, what? Authority, dominion, anointing, unction, power. Enough is enough. I know it has some customs on there, but God whoop you. Say, God whoop that boy. You ever saw that movie? Enough is enough. It is enough. Huh? Did you see it? She whooped his tail. She went, her daddy got her where she, y'all look at that movie. Her daddy got her where she can do that karate. And that boy thought he had a pushover. That man told him when he got you down, he going to try to put his foot on you. She wore him out. That's what you do with Satan when you're praying in tongues. See, Satan, I know you've been practicing. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated. That's enough. Yeah, she put a whooping on him. When you're trained right, you can put a whooping on somebody, you know. But let's pray in tongue a few minutes. If you're not